Pietila knocked Kester off balance with, I didn't think it was a dirty hit. Looked like Kester just fell down trying to draw the penalty. And then Pietila went off to Nevers. And then Kester took a run at Horbach. And then Pietila took and went and swung the stick of Kester out of the way and then looked for another gopher, that being Renzel. So Pietila hit almost every gopher on the ice on that shift.
And one of them's getting reviewed. I don't know if it's, it looks like maybe the Kester shot, at least the way Jack Horbach reacted, might have gotten up high and yeah. to the head.
Right.
The Pietila one.
Oh, Pietila went up with his left arm into Renzel's chin or face mask, so they may be looking at that too.
Might be looking at all three.
Yeah. Maybe they're looking at old movie clips. And Rugemann came out of the penalty box to tell us something, but still don't know what it is. All right, so Pietila gets 2 minutes for boarding and a 10-minute misconduct. He's done for the night. Kester will get 2 minutes for elbowing, I think, and a 10-minute misconduct. So they basically match him up.
And 2:02 left here in the third. That's a smart play by the officials just to get those guys.
Get them out.
Off the ice to the locker room.
Yep.
They're done for the game no matter how long this goes. And they're not, nothing will happen when they come out of the penalty box later or whatever.
And we're going to skate 4-on-4, I would assume, with 2:02 left here in the third period. They're going to go 5-on-5. Don't put it on the board. They're going to skate 5-on-5. So the faceoff will be back in the Minnesota zone. So I would assume Scarfone will come out of his net for an extra attacker or not. Or are we just going to see a 5-on-5 situation down in the Gopher zone to our right? No motioning of Scarfone. Again, down 3 with 2:02 left. Scholes out there with Horbach, Kukkonen, Scholes, and Phelan. Faceoff still loose. And taken by Aaron Hughlin up ahead to Falloon, and he'll tap it to center. Well, the Badgers last night jumped out to a 2-0 lead on the road. We're outplaying Minnesota. The fans here were getting agitated. And then Jimmy Snuggerud sniped one, and their top line took over the game, and Minnesota won 5-2, although it was a 2-2 game going to the third. And then here tonight, both teams kind of like a rock fight, Paul. Either team could find the back of the net scoreless for nearly 50 minutes before a penalty on Tyson Dick gave Minnesota a power play. And shortly after that penalty had expired, Matthew Wood got a fortunate bounce after a blocked shot. It ricocheted to him. He was wide open. He beat Tommy Scarfone to give the Gophers the lead. And then Minnesota added a couple of more after that. One on a nice shot by Oliver Moore to make it 3-0. Ryan Botterill scored on a 6-on-5 to get the Badgers on the board, but an empty net goal by Kurth made it 4-1. That's where we are right now. Here's Lindmark turnaround shot that goes off a stick and then into the mesh stopping play. Liam Soulier has played well this weekend, could very well be the Big Ten's number one star, although Snuggerud, Paulson, or Zimmer, just for their efforts last night, could earn an award from the league office. That's a tough one. So many difficult losses for Wisconsin this season. But again, on the road against your arch rival, both games of the series, it's tied in the third period. And just can't find a way to get done. That's been the story this season. Finishing. Kukkonen just clobbered Falloon. No penalty. Badgers have the puck. Scholl reaching for it. Instead, Thomas able to whack it ahead. And then Falloon. Little physicality with Scholl's. 20 seconds to go here in the third.
It's one of those, I mean, the season's got a ways to go, but those years where you're so close so many times, yeah. waiting for that click. Will it click this year? Will it be another in the future?
Could it be next weekend? Clock winds down. Minnesota completes a sweep. Gophers 4, Badgers 1. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, that was disappointing. Badgers fall to 11-14-3 overall, 6-11-1 in the Big Ten. The Gophers, meanwhile, now 21-6-3, 12-4-2 in the conference, only 2 points behind first place Michigan State. And the way things are going in Ann Arbor, the Badgers will be in fifth place in about half an hour or so. Michigan leads Penn State 6-2. Post-game shows coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Back here at Mariucci, Minnesota completes a weekend sweep with a 4-1 win over the Wisconsin Badgers here tonight. And again, Wisconsin right in there in the third period, scoreless for the Gophers, put four in the back of the net. Time for our players of the game, our stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. And Paul, who do you have?
I'm going to go number three star of the game. I'm trying to find someone from Wisconsin. I think Sawyer Scholl is that guy for tonight. Held the top line for Minnesota yesterday was 12 points, five goals.
Yeah.
He played a lot against them tonight. They totaled no points and just two shots on net between Snuggerud, Zimmer, and Paulson. So he did a heck of a job. A lot of it was just keeping the puck down in the offensive zone. Number two star, I'm going to go with their goaltender for Minnesota, Liam Soulier. Pretty good game yesterday after those first couple of goals. Badgers finally got to him late, but he was not super flashy, but he obviously kept the puck out of their net. And the number one star, I thought Matthew Wood for Minnesota. He got the game started, or the first goal of the game, 9:16 into the third period, and he was just his size. He was a presence, I thought, tonight, and he ended up helping set up the second goal, which was kind of a little fluky one for Minnesota, but I thought he was worthy of the first star of the game.
Yep. So there are your stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Energizing performance coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion, or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, six of seven home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
4-1 Minnesota win tonight, sweeping the Wisconsin Badgers. Our energizing performance brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you, Paul.
Well, that was a tough one to find for this game.
Yeah.
Since wasn't a whole lot of energy or plays that kind of tilted things for Wisconsin, but I'm going to go with their goal with the extra attacker. Just 3:56 left or whatever it was left in the the game, down 3-0. The Badgers got a goal, and then all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, so you keep the goalie pulled. Once you get possession, get one more, and then you're making things interesting. So that was kind of gave the Badgers a little bit of hope there towards the end of the match.
Yeah, Brian Botterill got the goal, the only goal the Badgers scored here this weekend as they get swept by Minnesota and suffer back-to-back losses in regulation for the first time since the Denver series back in October. A tough one to take, 11-14-3. Even with last night's loss, Wisconsin was still 16th in the pairwise ranking, still alone in fourth place in the Big Ten. The loss here tonight and other results around the country could jeopardize Wisconsin's pairwise standings, and it could jeopardize where the Badgers will be in the Big Ten standings, because at last look, Michigan was on top of Penn State 6-3 in the third.
Yeah, that one, you know, the Badgers, before last weekend, Badgers needed to put a couple points between them and Michigan. The schedules are similar. If you look at this weekend, Badgers going to Minnesota and Michigan playing Penn State, you assume that Michigan probably come out with more points than the Badgers. So when you look in big picture, I think Michigan has Michigan State next week, or coming up at least, and the Badgers have Penn State. So that's a weekend you think the Badgers maybe will gain some ground back on the Wolverines. So looking bigger picture, this is one of those weekends where if you stayed at 2 points or above against Michigan, you were in really good shape. So I think the Badgers are still, even though they're in fifth right now, 1 point behind Michigan, assuming they finish that off, I still like their chances for home ice.
Yeah, the Wolverines have to play first place Michigan State, then second place Minnesota, then finish on the road against third place Ohio State. That's a tough schedule for sure. Hey, nice job this weekend. Get your throat healthy. Okay.
Sounds good, Brian. Right. Look forward to doing this in a few weeks.
All right, sounds good. Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications. We'll hear from assistant coach Nick Oliver coming up. Badgers fall at Minnesota 6-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created ThisIsPretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit ThisIsPretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Back at Mariucci Arena, Minnesota completes a weekend sweep with a 4-1 win over Wisconsin tonight. Assistant coach Nick Oliver kind enough to come upstairs. Boy, it was kind of like a rock fight there for a while, wasn't it, first two periods?
Yeah, it was probably quite a bit different of a game
than we saw last night. Last night was a lot more wide open, a lot more grade A opportunities on both sides of it. And tonight, like I said, probably went the other way. There wasn't a lot of easy ice. There wasn't as much sustained pressure, I didn't think, on either side. And it just felt like it was going to come down to who could make that first play. And unfortunately, it was them.
Yeah. The Stripes, the referees got involved a little bit, and there was a penalty that, or a power play that had just expired. The penalty kill did a really nice job there. But you've seen it enough in hockey, and so have I. You can do everything you possibly can, and there's a block shot that goes off a shin and finds its way on a guy's stick, right? And yep. That kind of is what happened here with their first goal tonight.
No question. And for the lack of, like I said, 5-on-5 sustained pressure, it felt like the power plays were going to be a big factor in it, right? And I thought our penalty kill did a good job tonight. And like you said, technically won't go down as a power play goal. And I thought guys did a good job through that stretch. And like you said, one goes off our shin pad, it ends up on their tape and ends up in the net.
Yeah. You're on the road. You're tied in the third period in both games. And I know this is disappointing for you and everybody that's in the locker room right now. You're right there. You know, you're just right there. Somewhere along the line, it's going to break. Those players are going to come for you, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the building part of what we're going through now into these last, you know, six games of the regular season is these are the type of games where you grow the most and you learn the most about your team and individuals, and also areas where you need to continue to get better. And we've been saying it for a while now, but our job and our goal is to be playing our best hockey at the right time of the year. And we're getting to that point in the season, and there was definitely some good this weekend, definitely some things to clean up. And like I said, that's kind of the fun part for us now, and the exciting part is we get back to the Kohl Center next week.
And then you got to keep the guys up too. I mean, they came here with every intention of winning twice. It's, you know, you got to ride home for 4 hours, and they're talking with their friends and family and what have you. But you know, one thing I've noticed in practice every week, no matter win, lose, or draw, they come to work, don't they?
It's been a great group that way. Like the work ethic, and just the day-to-day and getting through our practice week, and then on the weekends, the effort and the commitment level has never been a question with this group. We need to execute better in a few areas, and we're going to continue to push the guys in some of those spots. But all in all, the guys played hard both nights this weekend and just came up on the wrong end of it.
One thing that was great to see, after their top line last night had a big night, you know, the Zimmer and the Snuggerud and the Paulson, tonight they managed only two shots combined. What happened differently tonight that wasn't done last night, I guess?
Yeah, I thought overall as a group we just defended a lot better. You know, last night going through the video, you know, we give up 9 odd man rushes. And when you're doing that against a team with their firepower, you're playing with fire. And tonight I thought we did a better job of having numbers above the puck. We pushed them to the outside better. I just thought overall our team defense as a group of five, we were harder to play against, whether it was that line or whether it was other lines. And obviously when 81 in that group's on the ice for Minnesota, you got to have an awareness, and our guys did tonight.
Yeah, on the flip side too, you handled the puck better, didn't feed into their offense. There weren't as many turnovers that led to them busting out, right?
No question. Yeah. And they're a, like I said, a dangerous team off the rush and in transition. And I thought overall we, like you said, we managed the puck better and managed just where we were on the ice a little bit better tonight.
Right. Back to the Kohl Center. You had a lot of fun last time you were at the Kohl Center. Try to get the job done next weekend against a Penn State team that won last night down tonight. But you know what they're like. You know, let's throw every puck they can at the net, right?
Yep. And you know what? Watching them back, they're playing their best hockey the year, the last probably month. They're in a good stretch right now, and very similar to Minnesota in the sense that they're very good off the rush and very good in transition. So I think a lot of what we saw this weekend, good and bad, on our side of it, we're going to see again next weekend. And then, you know, obviously we got to find a way to generate more offense, which back at home in this week, we'll keep chipping away at that.
All right, thanks for coming up. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Sure. Assistant coach Nick Oliver with us here on the postgame show as the Badgers fall to Minnesota here tonight, 4-1. We'll run down the final stats and wrap things up when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point, life's better when you're under American Family's roof.
Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Well, last night, the Badgers and the Gophers, it was 2-2 going to the third. Minnesota scored three with an empty netter and won 5-2. Here tonight, Wisconsin and Minnesota in the series finale. The game was scoreless after two periods of play. So scoreless going into the third period, and then the Gophers outscored the Badgers 4-1 with an empty netter. Minnesota's first goal of the game came from Matthew Wood at 9:16 from Mike Kester and Luke Mittelstadt. 10th goal of the year for Wood, and again, a fortunate bounce after a penalty kill had wiped out Minnesota's power play. Went off a shin pad, and there was Wood, who beat Tommy Scarfoni to make it 1-0. Then the Gophers, about 2 minutes later, made a 2-zip as Connor Kurth beat Scarfoni. Oliver Moore and Matthew Wood with assists at 11:21 for Kurth, his 12th goal of the year, so 2-0. And then Moore with a bullet from the left circle on the rush at 14:19, his 7th goal of the season. Kurth got the assist, the lone assist, 3-0 at that point. Badgers emptied their net with over 5 minutes to play and scored. Ryan Botterill from what we believe to be Kyle Kukkonen and Christian Fitzgerald at 16:04 for Botterill, his 3rd of the year. It was 3-1 at that point. Minnesota, though, added an empty net goal as Kurth scored at 17:45, second of the game, 13th of the season. Moore got the lone assist. The Badgers challenged for offside. It looked like the Gophers were offside. The referee said they had inconclusive evidence after video replay, so Kurth's goal counted, and that was the game 4-1, the final score. Badgers lose both, but outshoot the Gophers in both games tonight, 27 shots on goal to Minnesota's 26. The Badgers and the Gophers both had 5 penalties for 18 minutes. Both teams 0-for-3 on the power play. Wisconsin won 25 of 46 faceoffs tonight. Gavin Morrissey was 11 out of 18 in the faceoff circle. Also, 17 block shots apiece for Wisconsin. Joe Palatichuk had 5 of them. While the line of Zimmer, Snuggerud, and Paulson managed only 2 shots on goal after putting up 5 goals and 12 points last night, it was the line of Connor Kurth, Oliver Moore, and Matthew Wood that led the Gophers charge this evening. Kurth, 2 goals, 3 points. He was plus 2. Moore, a goal, 3 points, 4 shots on goal. He was plus 3. Wood had a goal and a helper and 4 shots on goal. So that line had 4 goals and 8 points tonight for the Gophers. Liam Soulier stopped 26 shots. He gets the win. His record now 10-6-1. The Gophers are 21-6-3, 12-4-2 in the Big Ten, only 2 points behind league-leading Michigan State. Meanwhile, the Badgers individually, I mentioned Palatichuk's night blocking shots. Simon Tassi and Kyle Kukkonen both had four shots on goal. Ryan Botterill, the freshman, scored the lone goal for the Badgers. Tommy Scarfoni, 22 saves, but he drops to 10-10-3 with a loss. Wisconsin now 11-14-3 overall, 6-11-1 in the Big Ten right now in fifth place. Actually still in fourth place, but the Michigan Wolverines are on top of Penn State at last check, 6-3, late third period in Ann Arbor. That would vault the Wolverines over the Badgers. 10,894 fans on hand, a Mariucci record to watch the Badgers and the Gophers, a game that took 2 hours and 4 minutes to play. In the final score, Minnesota 4 and Wisconsin 1. Gophers have next weekend off. Wisconsin returns to the Kohl Center to play Penn State Friday night at 7, Saturday at 6, celebrating Buckyville on Saturday, kind of a beach theme, asking you to wear, you know, Hawaiian shirts and swimsuits and anything that might do with the beach. There'll be a lot of Jimmy Buffett music next Saturday. Again, Penn State Friday at 7, Saturday at 6. Tickets available at 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. My thanks to our producer, Kelly Freeman, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, and my broadcast partner, Paul Capobianco. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Once again, the final score from Mariucci Arena in front of a sellout crowd. The Gophers complete the sweep with a 4-1 victory. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to wiagtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joyce saying, take good care.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro.
Elena, tú que estás bien buena. Elena.
Wax Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Automatic Lover and Helena. That was your number one most played song in 2024 on Max Inc. Radio.
Is bravo.
Crazy. Hey, folks, how you doing? Welcome to Max Inc. Original local music from Wisconsin. I'm joined in the studio here tonight by three awesome people from Automatic Lover. We got Brett here. We got Urel. We got Joey B. Banks. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping in tonight. Hey, let's talk about Automatic Lover, because you all were a band that exploded on the scene last year here in Madison, and we love it. Atwood Fest was kind of the main big show that where everybody that had been a great experience for you. Get up on stage on the Clydesdale Field stage and see the sea of people while you're performing to them.
Yeah, it was a great time. We worked really hard to get up to that point. We had only a couple shows before that.
It was hot.
It was really hot.
It's always hot at Atwood Fest.
I was melting.
Urel, what are you guys working on these days? Automatic Lover, what are you cooking for 2025?
We have some shows coming up. We are playing actually Thursday. It's Thursday and February 8th at Gamma Ray here in Madison.
And we're going to talk about that show more in detail in just a couple of minutes. I understand you guys might be writing and possibly recording some new music soon.
Yeah, actually, we are in the middle of some recordings already. However, we are making some new tunes with our new drummer, which is Joey Banks.
And what was that like, in the search of the new drummer? What was the search? How did Joey B. Banks and Automatic Lover connect? What was that story?
Well, we needed a drummer to fill in for Atwood Fest, and our last drummer had some other things going on. And Joey worked out great. He learned the songs it was crazy how quickly he learned the songs. And then we had a couple more shows after that he filled in for, and then our original drummer couldn't do it anymore, so we asked him, and thankfully he said yeah.
We were meant to be.
Yes.
Because I think we asked like 10 different people, and all 10 different people, they mentioned their first top like choice was Mr. Joey Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Joey B. Banks.
Joey, the music is definitely your wheelhouse. You had to be pretty excited to join this band.
Yeah, I was. Actually, the music was obviously a big part of joining the group. The Latin aspect of it, and the fusion, Latin fusion aspect of it, the Latin funk and pop fusion. That there's just a lot of cool styles that I don't get to do with anybody else that I get to do with this band. And it's real fun, energy. It's original, which is great. It's great to be in an original band and do original music that people love to hear. Yeah. It's got great energy, and songs are well written, and I love playing with these guys.
Who else is in the band, and what do they do? What's the lineup of Automatic Lover right now?
We have in sax Nick Bartel, trombone Jamie Camber, trumpet Mike Bowman, keyboards Matthew Reif, guitar player Shannon Galligan, here with us Brett Farry, on bass, Joey B. Banks drums, and myself, Yuri Lopez, singing.
And you bring one heck of a strong stage presence. Yes, I know so. I've seen you guys play three times. And that's the part of the fun about seeing Automatic Lover is because you bring the show to the front. You don't play a musical instrument up front. Or you do sometimes.
I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to be playing guitar in a couple of songs and some percussions, minor percussions, but that's it.
That's like new, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be doing that soon.
He's not giving it all to you, right? He's saving some, you know. He's an instrumentalist and musician. So.
Yeah, we have a few like plans going on and putting some like maybe some turntables or something, like a scratching DJing and the live shows. Let's see.
Yeah, for the EDM segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the ever important EDM that brings the kids in, right? Joey, how many how many drumming projects are you in now? About 14, 17?
Well, yeah, I would like to preface that my answer with saying that everything I'm doing, I love doing, and I'm only doing what I want to do. So with that said,
you're living a life.
It's great to Steely Dane. Obviously, my bands, the Funky JBs and the JB Threes, Automatic Lover, Play Machine. I'm still hanging on to the Thieves. We're still hanging in there after 40 years of being a band. That group will probably be doing a couple shows this summer.
Nice.
Really good.
And I'm in a Jimi Hendrix tribute with Dennis Shepard from Steely Dane called Up From the Skies.
No kidding.
We're actually playing this weekend.
Who's playing guitar?
Dennis Shepard.
Really?
Dennis Shepard and Kurt Bauer and Todd Phipps. It's a quartet. Oh. And we do four albums of Jimmy material.
No kidding.
And this is our second time playing at this Pet Skull Brewing Company on Saturday. Up in Manitowoc. So I'm in Oshkosh with Steely at the Grand Theater Friday, and then scoot up to Manitowoc on Saturday to play with them.
What's the name of that Jimi Hendrix?
Up from the Skies. The Music of Jimi Hendrix.
I like that. I got to check that out.
Yeah. It's a cool song, too. It's a song. It's a song played with brushes, actually.
Nice.
It's a real cool little jazzy kind of tune. So check it out.
Love Hendrix. Definitely check that out. And another band that's brand new that we're going to talk about that in the show. We're also going to play a song from Play Machine in just a couple of minutes. Now, this is a new band, Joey, of yours. Talk about this.
It's really a collaborative producer effort that I'm doing with Brian Liston. So we're both writing songs together, and the bulk of the tunes that we've been performing recently are mostly songs that he's created and allowed me to drum on. But it's just a duo. And so we do a lot of produced music, and I have the headphones on with the click track going, and the sequences are going, and backing tracks and stuff like that. But it's again, really real fun, original music that kind of bridges, has a wide range of, it's more like art pop meets EDM. Basically, because we do all of it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And it's original. And again, it's fun. We do little video segments behind our show, too, because Brian is a big video head. He's a video. His studio is a sound and video studio, Clutch Studios. So
the mighty Clutch Studio. We're going to play the song Blanket here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And this is brand new. It has it in. It's not officially released yet, is it?
It's released, and there's a video that goes along with it that's on YouTube. You can check out. But yeah, it's been released.
And Play Machine, any plans to play some EPs or get some albums rolling here soon?
Yeah. Actually, we're working on some original stuff right now, and definitely working on trying to get something released soon within a year.
Awesome. And in the meantime, Automatic Lover and Play Machine, you guys are playing a few shows together. The one you just mentioned, URL, is Saturday, February 8th in Madison here at the Gamma Ray Bar.
Yes.
Yes, not Thursday.
Here in
Saturday.
The neighborhood.
Saturday.
Saturday, here in the neighborhood.
Just up the hill. That's a great little venue. Have you played there yet or no?
Not yet. It's going to be our first time.
I haven't played there yet.
I played there with Gabe Berdulis, actually. For his Christmas homecoming show.
Homecoming, yeah.
The day after somebody's heart attack.
I
arrived with those drums on the stage still from the night before. So
that had been a little awkward for you.
It was
because you and Rocker go way back, you know.
Well, we go back a few decades.
A few decades, just a few. So anyway, that show is happening Saturday, February 8th at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's going to be a fun show. Automatic Lover, Play Machine. Anybody else on the bill for that one?
No, it's just us.
Yeah, just you.
Just us. And we've been, it's a good, for me, it's two new bands I'm playing with, and the drum setup is similar, and I'm using electronics, and it's kind of a hybrid kit with electronics and acoustic mixed and with both groups. So it's kind of cool to have that opportunity to play with both bands, and kind of we're both kind of getting out there at the same time and trying to develop a fan base and get people to our shows. So it's kind of really a new beginning for both groups.
I think it's been fun just supporting each other too.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Know, we're both doing original music and we're just having a great time doing it. So
that's what it's all about, is having a good time. And I appreciate, personally, I'll appreciate the original music. And then a month later, March 7th, you guys are heading down to Chicago, playing at Reggie's down there.
Yeah.
Great venue in Chicago. Yep. And bringing the dance party to Chi-Town.
Yeah. I think, I book bands and I have relationships with some venues. So, I just kind of try to push what I believe in and what I want to do into those venues. And also it's getting some Madison representation in Chicago, you know, a stream of Madison artists into that venue specifically, which is a pretty high level venue for Chicago. And, it's hard for Chicago people to get into that venue, let alone people outside of the 125 mile radius. So, we're going to play there. Hopefully we can have a regular, you know, quarterly kind of thing going on there and then expand from there. But, Reggie's is super cool. We're playing in the Music Shack.
Nice.
And, if you're in Chicago, if you want to take a road trip and come check out some Madison bands in Chicago, at a Chicago venue, get a hotel, hang out the Navy Pier, go to some shop. You know, you can make
a great venue.
You can make a whole weekend out of coming to see a show. Yeah. So.
Music Vacations by Joey B. Banks. Yeah. I love it. Joey, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your stories with us. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure to come on the show, for sure.
Ural, it's great to see you again.
Thank you so
Congratulations on all the success with Automatic Love.
Thank you so much, sir.
Brett, it's great to meet you again here at the studio.
Yeah, you too.
Appreciate you guys coming in. Let's hear Blanket. This is from Play Machine. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Now look, see, when she came at me, there was nothing to do. My first fatality stuck me right into blue. Days stare at mirrors and stars on my floors. The sight of a snow-filled sky. blowing. I can only see her. And what's left of my mind, it's too early.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That song is Dangerous Road. That's Play Machine on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, thanks to Ruel, Joey, and Brett for stopping in from Automatic Lover and Play Machine. You can see those two bands perform live next Saturday night at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, Saturday, February 8th. You can get your advance tickets right now at gammaray.bar. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We got another hour of great local rock heading your way. We got music from Psycho Swank just around the corner. We'll do a double dip of Sunspot. And Terry Barr chats with writer and director Michael Graff from the brand new film Green and Gold that's being released this weekend. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on Max Inc. Radio. You know, Gabe Berdoulis' name was invoked in the last interview, so let's hear some Gabe Berdoulis trio. Joey's on drums. This is Blue Plate Diner. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah, she's just the girl who I will hold her hair when we drive out of town. And I will sing her to sleep when she can't settle down. I know her favorite color is blue, and she's oh so sweet to me. Cause she's just the girl that I
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I went to kiss the baby Jesus Christmas Eve in Mexico. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Saw my salvation in one go. I went to kiss the baby Jesus, but I missed it by a mile. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. He's got to shut down a side aisle. And it was not the same little dude. Been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same little dude. Didn't have the same style. I got to shut down a side aisle. I got to shut down a side aisle. I went to kiss the baby Jesus Eve in Mexico. I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Saw my salvation in one go. But I got the backup baby Jesus, held by the backup priest. I got the backup baby Jesus. Missed my chance at release. And it was not the same dude. Been waiting from the altar all the while. Now if you kiss the baby Jesus, and it's true remorse you show, angels on high surely please us. But if it's a phony, they will know. And it was not the same little dude. Been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same little dude. Just didn't have the same style. Cause I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side eye.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Jeanette at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. 26 hours after a medical transport plane crashed into a Philadelphia neighborhood, rescuers are still searching the area for possible victims. Reporter Madeline Wright says the debris field stretches several blocks.
Smoldering wreckage littered the streets in the immediate aftermath, including large pieces of the jet. Officials say cars and five homes caught fire. City officials say the crash killed at least one person on the ground. All six on board the jet died. They included two doctors, two pilots, a child who is receiving life-saving treatment at a local hospital, and her mother.
Investigators have gleaned new information from the black boxes of the American Airlines jet and the Army helicopter that collided over the Potomac. The NTSB's Bryce Banning says the airline pilots had no time to react.
At 8:47:58, the crew had a verbal